I'm going to put the date on here so I get that stated.
Okay, just go ahead and do what you're going to do.
It's August 22nd, 1989, and I'm near Armour, West Virginia, at Phoebe Parsons' house.
Yes.
With Jenny Hawker. And Phoebe's going to try to teach me how to play a few banjos.
And I'm afraid he'll have to learn me without me learning him.
Now, where do we get started to get in that Cabin Creek pen?
Wait. You just have to tune with me, I reckon, after I get in tune.
Okay,
you could cut off after I get in tune.
That doesn't matter. Okay.
And then, mm-hmm. And then
just,
you know.
Just forget about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just forget about that.
Tuning do you call this?
I don't know. I never did hear that nobody say. I don't know any more about it than nothing.
Uh-huh.
I just cheered him a plan and he never told me nothing about it. He never told me nothing about it. Uh-huh. Here's a way to play Cabin Creek on some. Now, so I just tried to learn that myself. Okay. I don't know whether about right or not.
Cumberland Gap.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You have to get mixed up. Now this is one you want to learn that there. What was it?
Cabin Creek. Cabin Creek.
I played Cabin Creek.
No, you just played Cumberland Gap.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Cabin Creek's what. I get mixed up. chart, and I'll see if you can play it.
I don't have enough of it yet.
Now, wait a minute. You're playing that.
Okay.
Well, you want to learn first.
Cabin Creek, let's try that.
Cabin Creek. All right, now you, we'll just pick over this way for you.
Okay.
Show you down here now, forward up.
Yeah.
Thank you. show, slow and chuggy.
It's hard for me to learn a tune and learn the finger at the same time. Once
well,
I get
see,
the tune,
you see,
I can learn.
You ain't never heard this piece before.
Yeah.
I just hear it, say hear it.
Yeah.
I've played it around, but I've never heard nobody else play it now. If
play
I ever did, I never heard it.
Play it through about two times for me. Two full times all the way through.
I can't hardly hope this band do like I want to, and sometimes I miss.
You want to try this one?
No. It don't matter. I can hold this. I can play this one same as that, and, you know, but I can't hardly hold the chair the way it is. Thank you. most can play about any of them, but I, you know what, I tell a note. Now, I don't like a banjo to kill the notes when you play. Yeah.
Tune you ever played in this key was the Cumberland Gap?
In this one. Never did try to learn any else kind. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was an awful good tune.
Yeah.
And I just play it, and it's hard to learn any other kind of effect in this key.
Mm-hmm.
You don't note that bass tone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Too high. Now, you just listen how that there just is like falling off a log when you catch on to it. I'll try a cabin trick. Come on, see if you want to learn it in there.
Cumberland Gap.
Yeah,
put that on.
I'm sorry.
That's
I don't
okay.
know how I get my name.
That's okay.
Let's see. I learned that cabin trick, that one myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, play the Cumberland Gap through a couple times and then we'll have that.
You got that?
I don't have it all yet. I'm starting to get it.
Well, if you just do it the way I do it, then you got to learn. If you'd want to play any other way, it'd be different.
Yeah.
But you pretty much have to learn the way I show you till you get started.
Thank you.
I do. And then if you want to learn any more to it or any other way, that's okay.
Yeah, no, but, I'll get it like you did.
But that's a right way to play it, the way I heard it.
Yeah.
With your fingers. Can you pick over with your fingers?
I think it's easier for me to do with the other way.
Yeah. You can't do it, just pick over with your fingers this way?
Well, I can, but...
That's right. slow, take it slow and easy. You have to go real slow till you catch on. Now, you can catch on in a few minutes to know you can. You're a good banjo player. But now, listen, I couldn't play very good. I just note-watched him two times. And I'd learn if I didn't beat him a second time, and he quit. Uh-huh. He was a banjo player. So he could play any kind of a tune, and he was bluegrass or old-time either one. Mm-hmm. Now, you listen. Now, you just listen. You get this in your head.
Okay.
Up here you ain't got exactly right. Okay. Now listen. Thank you. go slow, real slow. Now, yeah, you're not tapping on while we're talking. You have to go real slow till you get started. Then when you get started, you can do just as maybe good or better than I can. Wait, I'll show you one more time. Now, listen. Out notes, you know. toe down when you do this. Then you get down here.
I see what to do now.
You just have to keep it in your head now. You almost got it. Not slip your fingers if you don't believe it, you can try it and see.
Okay.
For he didn't, and he is a banjo player, son. He can play anything. Mm-hmm. I can play pretty good, but I can't play anymore like that. You listen to see how this sounds. I can slip my fingers, you know that, but I don't do it. He didn't do it. You can just take it off and that.
Yeah.
You heard that enough till you know.
Yeah.
You recognize who that is in the baseball cap right there.
Dwight Dillon?
I couldn't believe it. Said is Dwight Diller in the center with the cap.
Yeah, he's the one to take. Wait a minute, I was trying to get it. No, I don't think it's slipping. My banjo's got a key in it, and it rolls up on another thing. It never will get the hole any bigger than what it is, you know. These kind, the hole eats out on them, and you have a time keeping your keys in there sometimes. You know what I mean, yeah. I think. It'll never wear out on mine. That key?
Is that? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I heard that man, he had it in that key up there. And I know what he had in the key for.
Is it for John Henry?
Yes, for John Henry and Polly.